Well, coming up very soon, once again this year, folks will gather in the Elliott area and take a little cruise around southwest and west central Iowa. It's the Southwest Iowa Car Cruise coming up on October 8th, and they've got a show along with that as well. Plenty of things to do, to see, to eat, to enjoy, plenty of folks to meet, and going to be a lot of stuff going on that weekend there as part of that as they get started there in Elliott. Dave Gamble is with us here this morning, and he's helping to coordinate and organize this once again this year. Thanks for coming by.
Well, thanks, Jim, for having me.
Looks like you got a lot going on October 8th.
Well, I'm testing my wife and I's marriage this year. We're leaving from Elliott this year, Jim, and normally we pick a town in Southwest Iowa every year, and this is our seventh, and the seven looks like a lucky number. I just turned 70, so I thought I better have it at home before age catches up with me. So we are going to have our car cruise leave Elliott that morning, and then that afternoon we're going to have a car show that starts at 2 o'clock and goes till 7. The car cruise is our normal venue. We travel through Southwest Iowa. We're dipping down into Missouri this year. I don't know if that's good or bad, but we have some cruisers that come from Missouri to be with us, so we thought we'd run down into Missouri a little bit this year and come back. I do not give the cruise route or tell where we're going, only because I try to reflect back to like when we were kids and mom and dad says, get in the car, we're going for a ride. and you got in the back seat, all my brothers and sisters, and we went for a ride. And so that's kind of how I do it. I plan a route, and it's set up to where it's timed to where if you're in Southwest Iowa and you would like to get on board, you could call me and tell me where you live, and then I would tell you where you need to be within 5-minute span of our cruise, and you can get on board and then run the route and finish with us.
Yeah, because not everybody starts at the beginning. You get people to join in.
We try to get people to do what I had asked, you know, just call and get on board, because if it's 60 miles to Elliott from where you live, but the route's close, then get on, and then we'll take care of you. And with cell phones and phone numbers, you know, when we get close, that person, I give them a call and tell them where we're at. And it just makes it, you know, sometimes easier for people to start maybe not at the beginning. But our main goal is to run the route and end at the end, especially this year, because we're having, as I said earlier, we're having our car cruise, and then we're going to come back, and at 2 o'clock, while we're gone, there's going to be a car pickup and motorcycle show start. It's just a show and shine, and they're going to start at 2, and everything's going to be on Main Street in Elliott. The community center is the hub, and across the street is the green space, and my wife is in charge of that, so she'll be staying in Elliott while we go out with the cruisers. But the big part, the big thing we're doing is we do this every year, and the proceeds that we make in the towns that we start from and finish from, we always donate the proceeds back to a nonprofit organization. And this year, we're giving it our proceeds back to our local church, the United Church of Hope in Elliott. They have a food pantry there. So we're hoping to fill that pantry a little bit fuller this year, because we're going to throw the car show in on it. And at 4:30, we're going to have a big barbecue. And it's for the cruisers, it's for the car show people, and it's also for anybody that wants to come to Elliott and help us, you know, with the food bank, and also enjoy all the rides that are going to be there.
So you've got lots of ways folks can participate. They can do the ride, or they could do part of the ride.
Yep.
They could do the car show and shine. They could just come on out and enjoy the barbecue. You could do whatever or all if you'd like.
Yeah. Because we're going to bring the cruisers back. They're going to be coming back into Elliott at 3:45 in the afternoon. We cut a little off the route this year only because we have that going on. We usually are out till about 4:30 or so on our normal cruise. But we're wanting to come back in, put everybody together, park, get to know each other, do a little, you know, having fun with people you haven't met and maybe build some friendships. Right. And then also reach in your pocket. That's all we ask for everybody that's there. When you do go to the barbecue, we just ask for a donation to the food bank. And I'm sure that my wife will have something there that you can drop your dollars and your pennies and whatever. We're like a lot of the communities right now. A lot of us are kind of stretching as far as we can stretch, and there's people in towns of 100, people in towns of 1 million that need help. And so that's what we've been doing for years, but it's kind of a little special this year, being as we're doing it from my hometown.
Well, and helping out the food bank like that, that's a pretty easy sale. You mentioned it. Not going to explain the route ahead of time to folks, but I see here in the notes it says you'll go through 14 towns, 165-mile ride this year.
Yep.
So what's more interesting, what you see in the towns or what you see between the towns?
Well, it's probably what you see between the towns, because we try to, you know, put some fall foliage in the ride and try and find some timber, you know, or some places where, and there's a lot of timber, but we're, you know, last year with this drought, it seems like for some real strange reason, the leaves are hanging on more, unless a frost comes along, but they're staying colored, mm-hmm. or not staying colored, I should mm-hmm. say, they're staying green. Mm-hmm. Last year we were about a week off, but we've always had it on the second Sunday, because according to the professionals, the second week of October is prime fall foliage in southwest Iowa, so that's why we do it always on the second Sunday. But we are hoping for some, you know, some pretty colors, but we're a ways out. You know, we've got a few more days. I see some turning in some places that are down in the valleys and stuff. Yeah,
we're getting a few changing, but you know, it'd also be nice too to be able to see some of the colors, but also have weather that's nice enough that maybe some folks that have a ragtop can enjoy wind blowing through their hair.
Yeah, and motorcycles. If it's warm, we like the motorcycles. For years I've been doing this, and ever since we started, we've always encouraged, you don't have to have a fancy car, fancy pickup, a show car, show pickup, mm-hmm. or show. You can bring your family car. We have people that come. We have a gentleman that Jamie Bruce Jr., I believe, is from Villisca, and his mom just absolutely loves this, and she's in her like late 70s, mm-hmm. and she looks forward to this, and he brings her in the family vehicle, and so it's kind of like the old-fashioned time when you used to get in a car on Sunday afternoon and go for a ride.
Just
you know?
A nice drive.
Yes, yes. Yeah, we try to emphasize we take anything that can keep up with the speed limit.
Sure.
You know, if you got something like an old Model A or something, you know, you might want to leave it in the shed and bring something a little newer.
Is Dave, what about registration? Fees are pretty reasonable, I see, but do you have to register ahead?
Yeah, you do not have to register ahead. I have pre-registration forms that I can send out, and they're going to be good until I think here around October 2nd, then I'm going to shut them off. I won't send them out, only because they might not get to you and back to me in time. So, but if you want to pre-register, you can email me at dgammel@netins.net. And if you email me, all you have to do is email me and ask for a registration form, and I'll email it back. You can fill it out. It's $25 for the car cruise, and that means because of the expense of all the papers and all the folders and everything, and we also have a cruise t-shirt that you get with that, and it has all of the times, the stops that we stop at, where we're going to eat, where you eat at. This year we have for our set down, we do a set down in the morning. We found out after our first car cruise that men can't go 3 hours. And so we have and it's kind of funny because I'm there, but we have a mid-morning set down to where we'll stop in a town that has gas stations so you can go to the restroom. Last year, I've planned this thing as thoroughly as I can, and I thought I had everything taken care of, And we went up north, and we stopped in the mid-morning set down in Logan, Iowa, and there was one gas station. And we thought, well, that's not bad. But I did not stop, and believe it or not, that gas station only had one bathroom. And we spent our whole set down morning time, because that's when you get together and talk and look at people's rides and everything. We stood in this mini mart gas station for 45 minutes for everybody to get more coffee and go to the bathroom. So this year, I've learned from last year. So this year, the set down stop that we have that morning, there's four places that you can go to the restroom. I have them on. They'll be in a packet. You'll have the addresses so you can use your smartphone to find them. We have two gas stations in that town. And then when we get to the dinner stop, which will be an hour, we sit down for an hour for dinner. And the dinner, we have 18 places to eat. We have 8 gas stations. And we have 26 total places for restrooms. So I'm trying to... You know, the guys on the route last year told me I needed to get a trailer hitch and just bring a porta potty and then we'd be okay. Yeah. But
you got all covered this.
So
time.
We don't just get in and cruise. We do, like I say, we'll go in mid morning, sit right. down, and then we'll sit down for dinner. And where we're coming from to get back to Elliott, it's just a little too long, so we're gonna have a real short sit down in the afternoon, basically for bathrooms for people, in case they need one. We're going to sit down in a town for 20 minutes just to make sure everybody, you know, can get back to Elliott. And that's not a problem because everything's set up for time. So we'll be in there at that time that I've got listed unless we have problems. And we have had one problem in the 7 years, and we had some very nice cruisers that stayed with the gentleman that had a problem in Missouri Valley, went down to the local parts store, bought a part. The guy that his vehicle ended up in the front yard because a brake locked up. He had tools in his garage and a jack, and they had done all the repairs on this T-bucket that this guy had and got back into the route and got back to Grizzle in time for us to do our last stop. So there's good people on this cruise, and we'll have a good time.
You can do those things in Iowa. That's
yes,
for sure.
You can.
Very good.
Yes, you can.
All right. Well, good opportunity for folks to get out and see the sights, enjoy some good food, enjoy some good conversation as well. Meet some new people.
Yes.
I suppose you got a lot of folks that come back year after year.
Yeah, we've got people that's been on every one, and we've got people that maybe skip 1 or 2 years, you know, and come back. That's their choice, and that's perfectly fine because this isn't all about me. The one important thing that we have on this is we have a rain date. If it would happen to rain that Sunday, or it's raining that night into that morning, we're not going to go. And the rain date will be the following Sunday. But I will say, for our meal at supper, I call it supper. We're gonna have hamburgers, hot dogs. We're gonna have salads. We're gonna have tea, lemonade. My wife's gonna have a dessert. We're gonna have ice cream. So it's gonna be a good meal. It's gonna be a fine meal, and we just hope that people come and join in food and fellowship.
And that's for a free will donation.
Absolutely.
So,
yep.
Be generous because it's going to a good cause. We'll feed you so you can feed some others.
I guess what goes around comes around.
That's right.
Yeah.
Very good. Yep. Again, that's the 7th annual Southwest Iowa Car Cruise and Car Pickup Motorcycle Show and Shine. And they're getting underway in Elliott this year. That's on Sunday, October 8th. They'll leave at 9 a.m. sharp. If you want to know more, you get a hold of Dave. Again, that's DGammel, DGAMMELL. At netins.net. You can give him a call if you see him on the street, and you may very well do that because he's been out putting up some flyers and things. Just ask him.
You can also contact me on phone at 712-789-0155. Also, feel free to call.
Very good. Dave, thanks for all the hard work getting this set up.
Well, thank you again. This is a special, special thing to be able to come up here and talk to Jim. Jim's a super guy, and next year, I told Jim earlier that we are leaving out of Atlantic next year, so this cruise will come to Atlantic next year to start. I won't tell you the route. We've got it already down and everything and planned, but Atlantic is our starting point next year. So
very
thank
good.
You very much,
Look
Jim.
Look forward to it. Look forward to October 8th. Great. Thank you, Dave.